What happened there? That sounded like you were gassed.
We are about to get locked down.
Like, well, yeah, this is true. Lockdown's happening in 24 odd hours.
24, yes. This is actually, guys, actually, shout outs to the gang. This is probably the last free podcast you'll hear.
This is the last podcast. Yeah.
This and is like catch in the world.
Digital content afterwards.
Fam.
I love how niggas are still organizing pussy, but we're gonna be on lockdown.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm doing that shit right now.
Listen, we are going to get there. There are many problematic things to be discussed today.
Y'all niggas are in my way right now.
On our last day of freedom, there are many problematic things to be discussed.
The lockdown episode.
People of the city, people of the country, welcome to the lockdown episode of Part-Time Alcoholics.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew. As per usual, you're joined by your boy, the Suburban Papa Action, aka the taxi driver's nutritionist, aka Kobe in the crutch, aka sometimes I just like to lick your mom's booty.
Is this not a family show?
That's really not. You clearly have never listened to a single episode in your
careful,
life.
Be careful of the application house party. It'll snitch on your life. Don't do it.
Unless you are, you know, a God-fearing person, don't do it.
AKA the internet snitched on me.
Why are you involving God right now?
And I am joined by the usual boys.
Le Grand Bay. AKA Candy Spice, AKA.
Oh, we got Candy Spice back.
Nah, we're bringing.
We pulled him back out of the grave. Uh-huh. Like the Undertaker, he put a hand up. He said, "Not today, Satan."
Which one was killed?
Candy Spice was killed.
It was Candy Spice? Oh,
Candy Spice was killed.
AKA.
What?
6 foot delicious.
AKA your favorite.
Your favorite snack. Your favorite one.
Yeah.
Yes, it's.
And delicious. DIY Daddy.
Fam, one day we're really gonna have, like, we're gonna have an AGM, man. We're gonna have a KPA meeting. And we're going to tell you that next time you may not put. You can't not pronounce. Why every episode we're gonna tell you to pronounce a Z?
Listen,
say it again. Say it again with emphasis. Say it again with emphasis.
Can we introduce our guests?
No, because you haven't said your other names. You just went with one.
Why do you guys have so many names?
I know, right?
As the Emperor once said, do it.
Okay, and that person who you're listening to right now is.
Yo, this is Pila. This is the one, the only, the boy.
AKA the weekend. The weekend's ex-boyfriend.
AKA the deputy mayor.
The deputy mayor of Jolly's.
Some people know me as Roger, some people know me as Pila. But if you know me really,
you know me
as Mrs. Steel.
You know in Afrikaans, huh? If you say your name in Afrikaans.
Whose girl have you stolen?
Whose girls
are you stealing? Don't
wait,
do that.
So in Afrikaans, my name would be Fila. I've had a lot of Afrikaans girls be like, yo, what's your name? I'm like, my name's Pila. And they're like, Fila? And I'm okay with that.
Okay, maybe call it Afrikaans, it'll be Pila.
No, I mean, to be honest, Fila is actually quite nice because it's like.
What the fuck is happening? What are you guys talking about?
I do not prescribe to this name, personally.
Please introduce yourself.
Yeah,
I can't deal with this thing.
And another guest is Funi.
No. Okay. Don't let that lie to me. Okay.
We'll edit it out. Keep going.
Yeah. My name.
Give us some AKs. Let's go.
To the roads is
Colin Kaepernick.
Queen
of child of the Lord.
The queen of the streets.
I'm not the queen of the streets. I'm a queen of.
That's
the...
not what you said.
AKA I dash wine with Oros.
An hour ago, you were the queen of the streets.
AKA I take the knee for the national anthem.
Let me tell you, you know, I'm just.
I also don't know this joke, and what do I want
to? You don't want to. I'm a good person. And my real name is Clay. That's my government name if you're ever looking for
Colin
me. Please don't look for me on social media. I have a family and I have responsibilities.
You're bringing your ancestors.
Like everybody.
Please don't look for me.
You're bringing your ancestors.
Thank you so much.
The people who gave you birth.
No, people mustn't look for me. No one must know I was.
So they're going to look for the people who gave you birth.
Also, please.
Can I tell you how much I care? This is episode 5.
Yes.
5?
Yes.
And
episode 5. Yes.
And given that it's a lockdown episode and that we like to see people get smacked in the face.
That's right.
We decided to fetch Conor McGregor with the
proper 12
Irish whiskey, born in Ayr. Now, Shum, what are you saying about proper 12? Apparently, it's not 12.
Like, don't be fooled. There's a district in Ireland called District 12. And that's where Conor McGregor's from. So this is not a 12-year-old whiskey. They're fooling us. They're
just fool us whiskey the marketing. Named 12.
Exactly.
Which means this could be shite.
This could be a 2-year-old. This could be made last week. Nobody fucking knows.
We are about to find out.
Elevate yourselves to whiskey?
Wait, so you guys drink alcohol for the taste?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought y'all niggas were wine niggas.
No,
do you guys not understand the premise of this?
Is it alcohol and gin?
How do we have guests who've never listened to the podcast?
I have!
No, I have! I thought it was wine. Damn,
you guys.
I thought it was wine.
My god, you guys are trash
people. No, the thing is, this is false advertising.
Auntie!
Anyway, so, while other people are being called to duty, so, Shum, let's do this, because apparently we are also the only people drinking some proper 12.
Yeah, okay, so proper 12.
Conor McGregor's one. Give us some backstory. Because I just bought it because I was going to buy Buffalo Trace and then I saw Proper 12 and I was like, actually, I was going to buy Pogues. But oh, there were similar price points and.
Yeah. Oh, this is similar price point to Pogues?
No. It's about this is about 80 Rand more.
Proper 12 is 80 Rand more than Pogues.
Yeah, Pogues was 209.
Oh my god.
This was 289.
Fuck's sakes. Okay, so both Irish whiskeys. Both fairly new to the market, so we could possibly compare them.
Let me have a smell here.
Smells, I don't know.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
Mm.
Yeah.
The warm rasta.
Ooh. Really? No, that was worse.
The warm rasta was worse. I didn't say it is, I said it reminds me.
I won't lie, though. Let me smell your shit.
It could be. Have a smell.
No homo, by the way.
No, actually, you don't have to smell my shit. Smell your own one.
To be honest with you, this.
Okay. It doesn't smell well made.
No. Mm. No.
It doesn't smell
It's. You know what? I would never pay that for this bottle. I would price this bottle the same as a Johnny Red.
Actually, you know what this reminds me of?
Because it tastes. No, okay, wait. No. Let me not say it tastes like a Johnny Red. Let me do this.
This reminds me of a wine night stand.
It doesn't taste like an Irish, typical Irish whiskey. It's not.
It's a wine night stand.
Okay.
I'm
following you down this road.
It feels good. I'm having a great time. But I would never have it again.
We're going to get to why you keep regretting one night stands.
Yeah, you're not having one night stands with the people you should be having one night stands with.
No, but a one night stand is the same thing for everybody.
What do you
think? Pila, I think there's a lot happening in your life and I think we need to discuss it.
What do you
think? Oh, fam, we can discuss all the things.
I think it smells like alcohol.
Great.
Your palate is not refined. You probably don't like mushrooms.
Yes. I love mushrooms.
See the age Cupid's gives
you.
To be fair, I dash alcohol with aura, so... I drink alcohol to be a...
You're not qualified to rage.
I'm wretched. I'm wretched.
Did you know that drinking auras and alcohol is a student vibe?
Yeah, and I'm a recently graduate. That's what you think I do.
Congrats.
Well, that's 2 degrees, everybody. That's 2 degrees, huh? They don't give that out to nobody.
Now that you're no longer in the institution, get your alcohol right, fam.
I'm unemployed, though.
Get your life right.
Do you think I can get UIF benefits?
You can't. You haven't got to be UIF. You have to be employed in the first place.
To get the unemployment.
Unemployed.
You know what? That's government. And I'm being honest, because like ever since I graduated,
I pay UIF.
I don't drink the same drinks I drank when I was a student.
True.
You don't drink the same drinks yet?
I don't.
Yeah.
There's a question. What did you used to drink when you were a student?
La Vodka.
Red Square.
I was a student for 4 years. I never touched Red Square.
Bacardi Breezer.
Mm.
Yeah. I drank that when I was a student, like high school student.
You
weren't a student. Students are in university. High school, you're a pupil.
I mean, even worse, you will not catch me fucking the same bitches I fucked back when I was in the student. And that's the truth, though.
We have to elevate. Which uncle? Before we start the show, what do you think?
This is as good as a Johnny Red, and I'll never pay that price for it. So for that, I'm gonna rate it now as a 3 out of 10.
It smells nice,
stop.
Though.
Yeah. Stop. 3 is a lot. Three is being harsh. It's not great.
Let's
let it sit.
Okay, how does it taste?
Let's let it sit with us for a second.
Okay, I might change my rating later, but right now, it's not sitting well.
Okay, Pillar.
Okay, why? I would like to know why.
Because I'm comparing it to what we've had around this price point, and we've had some great whiskeys cheaper than this, like the Pogues, yeah, which is amazing.
And Buffalo Trace.
And Buffalo Trace, yeah. But like, I'm talking about Irish whiskeys. Even Black Bush was about the same price as this. I put Kill Baggin and this in the same box.
I fuck with that.
No, Sean was better than this.
Sean was better. Sean but was it wasn't good. Better than like Black Bush and the Pearls.
Yeah, but Sean was good. Had. Like, and that's my point. You gave Sean 6.
Did I?
Yes.
How do you lie? You don't remember that shit.
Why?
Who do you think I am, huh?
You don't remember that shit.
I remember everything alcohol related. Go back and
so
listen.
That sounds like
go a back and listen.
Also, my taste buds.
Wait, can I ask you guys a question? Have you guys ever like drank out of your price range out of peer pressure? So like, if you're with people and you're like, "Yo, let me buy a drink," even though I don't usually drink. This
what
shit,
like in life or for the
in life? No, in life.
Yes.
So like, let me drink out of my price range just because I'm with people.
I haven't done that.
Yes.
I have.
I've buckled.
Oh, no, I'm
happy to.
So admit. you bought the Ace of Spades because you
were so
maybe not.
No, ma'am,
know
your lane.
Maybe not the Ace of Spades, but sometimes you were like, oh, I see what's happening here. So I can't now pull up my black label.
Yeah, you found the market. Not like let me pop some bottles.
So we found the market for the people who rent bottles.
Not popping bottles. I've never popped bottles.
So much fun.
But
have you rented a bottle?
Have I rented a bottle?
Rented.
Yeah,
I have not because I
but
don't
would
know
you,
what that means.
Who
would
has
I,
bought a bottle?
Would I
at a place?
If
have you
I
bought
would,
a
have, if I was with Margot Robbie, I would. But
okay, no, I understand. I understand your conundrum. No, yes, actually, no. Yes. That peer pressure, I will.
No, but okay, yeah, but that's hypothetical.
Yeah, no, but like
but
in
that's
reality,
what you're talking.
In
I haven't
reality,
done
I
it,
not.
But I understand.
I have,
his
I have bought alcohol that I don't drink with people that do impress them and shit.
I have,
and it's usually with women.
I have to. I was much younger,
guys,
but I have
Lex,
to.
What does this hold that women have over you to make you do things that...
It's the vagine.
Yes, it's
the vagine. It's,
yeah, it's the vagine.
That is
no, right. It's the vagine.
No, guys.
Is
that is
woman?
A fairly
just part
easy
of
question to answer.
The matter. There isn't a matter you drinking water
one
and braid for
one.
Vagine. Water and braid, you guys.
It's not the whole woman. It's...
No, but the thing is, it's the promise.
For vagine, you drinking water and bread for the rest
it's
of the month.
The promise of smashing.
And the thing is,
yes.
It's not even a guarantee. That's the
yes.
thing. It's
the
not even a guarantee. You're gonna drink water
yeah.
and bread.
Yep.
You need to believe the lie.
Like a maybe.
A
maybe will make it like.
I'm telling you now. If it wasn't
a maybe, not even a yes.
If it wasn't for women,
it really actually doesn't need a yes. Eh?
If it
just
means
like you, yeah, you're right. It doesn't. You might.
You just need a crack in the door. And things can happen.
Yeah,
so
just like the door is unlocked, but it's still closed.
So
ah, shout!
If I have a maybe from Margot Robbie, I'm cashing in that Provident Fund Ace of Spades.
I will buy the Ace of Spades, the Ciroc.
I want the sparkles even. Margot Robbie must
be. Diddy will come through the entrance.
Yeah,
like, here you go.
Fam. If Talia Horn is like, listen, what you trying
to
do?
To be honest with you, every man
at the same
on
time,
planet,
retirement fund empty.
Empty.
But let me tell you,
every man on the planet
Every we'll man figure out, I'm still young, I can rebuild it.
Wow, you guys.
Every man on this planet would still be in the cave, hunter-gathering, if it wasn't for women. We honestly do a lot of stuff we do
he's
to
right.
impress women.
He's
yes,
right.
And actually, since
he's
you're
right.
asking this weird question.
But let me tell you the thing. It's never Margot Robbie that wants bottle service. Margot Robbie's happy with the beer. You know who wants bottle
this
service?
This isn't true!
Broke bitches!
This isn't true!
Broke
no,
she's...
No,
let me tell you
I
who
did not hear a lie.
Let me tell you who
I
likes
disagree.
Bottle service.
No
I
disagree. Disagree.
Let
no
me,
I disagree.
Okay,
let me tell you.
Put our presenter
no,
argument.
No,
present your
no,
argument.
Let me tell you
let
wants,
me spice a little bit.
Let me tell you who wants bottle service. Broke ass bitches who want other people to pay for their nails, their lashes, their eyebrows. Listen, once I had bottle service at the club, let me tell you something. Right now, I have 16 rand. Not a word of a lie. I have 16 rand in my bank account. But if someone said, but if I went to a club and someone was, no, bring bottles, I'd be like, wow, broke niggas. And I have money to do that. Broke bitches love bottle service.
I have not.
Bitches who actually, and the thing is, I have a lot of friends who are like wealthy. Like their parents are CEOs of corporations. Like their parents own shit. They're like, can I have a label? And I'm like, bitch, that guy's dad does this. Get get yourself whatever, say whatever you want, baby. Say Don Julio 1982.
She's like, I just want. Speak on it.
She's like, I just want Black Label. I'm like, sorry, hi. Can I get a? Can I get a Don Julio? Then can I get a Jacob Bomb? And then I'm taking alcohol for the road. Like I want the bottle to go
for the
mates.
For the road.
Like I'm,
for the road.
Like,
for mates.
Like I remember we once had this guy.
You want
bottle service
to leave, not corkage to come in.
Once my friends and I got bottle service. We drank the sky. There was still sky left. Unopened bottle of Hennessy and the cans of Red Bull. We took the cans of Red Bull. What did we do with those Red Bulls? We studied with them later in the week.
All right,
and
no,
we drank that Hennessy with Oros.
Madam.
It's broke bitches.
Hennessy
and
Oros.
It's broke bitches that want bottle service. Don't fall for it.
Madam. Madam. Preach.
Counter arguments. Counter arguments.
But here we go. Here we go. Now, I hear what you say. And I see what you're saying. But here's the problem. What you're saying is from a situation of this is me having a good time, not from a situation where a nigga is trying to impress you or trying to get with you. So like you're saying,
no, if you want to impress me, so
no, but that's what I'm saying. So like from your situation, you are like, I'm with my girls, I'm with my friends, we're having a good time, and this is what we drink when we're having a good time. We might have some Black Label, we might have some Storm, and this is us when we're having a good time. But when a nigga approaches you with the drinks to impress you, obviously it's of a different price range.
But what I'm saying is, that's for me because I'm a broke bitch. Let me tell you, Storm could impress me.
Shut up. It's not. No,
we're talking about a dude approaching a woman who's already super established in herself. She already has
that's
a lot.
But that's
so
what I'm saying.
I don't think.
So you could bring
Sky's
vodka to Margot Robbie. That's not going to impress her. She'll be like, oh, okay. Well done. She'll be like, good for you.
From my own experience.
It won't impress her because she can do that for herself.
I've been to a point where
that impresses me.
To be fair, I think what I hear about this is, to be fair, if you meet Margot Robbie in the club and then just like, yo, let me buy you a drink, and you're like, let me have a Black Label, she's definitely gonna be like, fine.
Yes, because she can see you can't take care.
She's not gonna.
When you guys are all sitting as a group, and Margot Robbie says, let me get a bottle of Ciroc, and you're like, I'll just have one Black Label.
Even then, like, fam. So like, I'm not
you
even
see,
trying.
Look at your reaction. You
I'm
know.
Not trying to feed
you
stereotypes.
You are dead in the water.
Look,
point.
I totally.
You will never speak to Margot Robbie ever again.
I'm not trying to.
You have to buy
a
bottle.
Party.
You have to get an ex. Because now you have to be. You have to project the image that, oh yeah, we're getting drinks for everyone.
And I 100% get that, but that's still not going to improve.
And your bank is like, nah, nigga, you can drink,
guys.
You by yourself.
But if you match her drink for drink, is you still not going to impress her? So what
that's
are you
going
to do?
No, but you can't. That's the thing I'm saying.
The point is, you might not impress her,
I don't think that's, I don't
but
think
you can unimpress her.
Yeah, you might be, obviously,
you can,
that's within
you.
Anybody.
You might not go forward, but you can very easily go back.
I don't understand.
Honestly, when you see a guy in the club,
when you,
a
oh,
drink,
when she
whoa.
Orders the bottle of Ciroc and you're like, can I have
a
Romanov?
Listen, what are you
when
saying?
You see a guy in the club, and he's got
Cokes,
he's just, he's in VIP section, he's
not the that's when you're like, I don't drink.
What is it?
I don't drink.
I love that shit.
Yo, look at,
shout out to the sober niggas in the club because
Bajez.
They are finessing.
Hold on, but Jess, you were saying.
Shout out to them. Yeah.
So when you see a guy in the club and he has table service and he has the bottles going, whatever the case may be, he has maybe two or three friends with him, and otherwise has the bottles or renting the bottles. All the girls that are there in the VIP section, we've been in clubs, we've seen these. Those girls are not the girls who can afford their bottle service. Those are the broke girls.
But that's what Funi just said.
Those
yes,
girls are
so
unnecessary,
you
guys.
I'm disagreeing with what I'm saying.
And
isn't some rich girls in that circle. They aren't because they're doing their own thing.
Yeah, they're definitely not rich girls in the circle.
What?
But what I'm
what
saying,
clubs are you
if you to? Then approach the... But my point is, if you then approach the table of rich girls, and you're like, hey girl, you find one and you're talking to her.
Yeah.
Look, you don't have to bring out the wild shit to impress her because she got her own money.
Yeah.
But you go to the bar and say, can I have a bottle of Autumn Harvest? You're done for. You're done for. It's late. It's late for
true.
You.
Also true.
It's
also
late
true.
For you.
Also
you
true.
Have to be able to at least match
yeah.
what she's doing.
You do.
So I'm saying that you don't
and
have
now
to...
my thing is, if you are outside of her tax bracket,
she'll know.
The matching of the thing is going to be difficult.
But then you must
so
have
I think
guess.
That's where this comes from.
That is
this
exactly
what
I'm
from.
I'm saying the purchasing of your drinks does not give you a higher status when chatting to this
no,
girl.
But
it's either you match or you don't. Or
no, but my
you don't
point
really
is,
match.
My point is,
that's the thing.
When
I'm
you're out in these clubs, right? Whether it's fucking Parkhurst, Sandton, Four Ways, anywhere in Joburg or even beyond, when you're out here and you're meeting a girl who subscribes to the life of this is my drink and you want to impress her, you have to fucking buy a drink out of her price range. That's the fucking thing.
Also, because if she...
Also, rich girls aren't impressed by things like that.
No, they're not impressed by it, but they're also oblivious
to it. Yes, no, that's what I'm saying. Rich girl will be
like,
can I get a
double Ciroc and Coke? And you're going to be like, oh, shit. Just... I'm dying. Now you must die. But you can't make it known that you're dying.
No,
no, you can't. You must never.
You have to die inside.
What nigga can ever show that he's broke in the club?
Never.
Also, if you're broke, why are you in the club in the first place? Stop it.
True. Because where must you find holes?
And that's
you
know many
good one question. That's a great question. Do you know how have you ever been broke in the
both
club?
Both of you are into something. I agree with you. What are you doing in the club? But I also agree with
you. No, fuck you guys. Being broke in the club is actually a great experience. I have been broke in the club.
No,
I've had a 0.00 balance in my account and I've been in the club.
And that's
really good. When you're a student, you can do that. When you're not a student,
you live a wild life. How did you get home?
So like what you do.
Were you a student?
How did you get
home? No, I was a grown-ass nigga with a job.
You
were
grown. So the man you hear talking is using a surgical mask as drip.
No, the mask is let me put my drip.
How did you get home?
So luckily, I had petrol in the car. So what had happened was...
So you drove.
You go into the club, right?
How did you pay?
And you like, nigga, I got 0.00.00. And I went to Brom. I went to Brom because I was like, yo, let me get some.
Wait, you were broke and in Brom.
I was broke.
God,
and
yeah,
okay, Brom is a good broke
and that's a
oh, but
broke
niggas love Brom.
Yeah,
niggas in Brom don't buy you drinks.
I walked in and the nigga was like, yo. And then even then, I walked in, I expecting to pay entrance. Because now sometimes Brom is like
Brom, 30 rand every day.
And I'm like, yo fam, luckily I got enough 5 rands in my wallet. Alright, let me spot you. Got in. So I walk in. Exactly.
Can
I walk in. And then fucking Earl fucking sweatshirt is there, right?
Wow.
And I'm like, alright fam, what up? Peace out. Peace out to you. And then he's got some fucking like a European colored girl that he's smashing. But obviously everyone's on Earl's ass and shit. So I walk in, have a great time. There's a lot of American girls in the club. I'm chilling or whatever.
Easy
whatever.
Pickings.
I only have enough money to buy one drink. Because I'm broke as fuck. I can't even like get a girl.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
I'm gonna tell you the rest of the story. So I get in and I'm like, yo, go to the dance floor. So like, you know how a kitchen is, that's two dance floors.
Mm.
There's the one in the middle and then there's the one in the back. So I walk in the middle, having a great time. I'm dancing with this other fucking colored girl. We grinding on each other and shit. And then we're having a great time. We make out. Then she stops and she's like, yo fam, I need some water. And I'm like, oh fuck, I don't have money right now. But don't worry, you know, you gotta be confident. Don't worry girl, I got you. You're my girl for the night. So I go to the fucking bar.
I've been in the situation.
You know, go to the bar. Like I run into some nice European fucking tourists.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo fam, what are you doing? I'm getting some water for me and my girl. Oh, don't worry fam, we got you. And I'm like, thank God.
Yo.
By the way, shout out to tourists. Don't leave because of Corona. So like, we go.
Okay. I see what you're saying. No,
I've
worn those shoes.
But like, I've this is the fucked shoes. Up thing. So I go back to this girl. I'm like, yo, I got you fucking water. And she's like, we make up. And she's like, holds me up. I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, I just needed you for this water. I'm like, what? Oh, right.
And that, my friends, is the game.
Oh,
wow. Right? I'm like, shit. Wow. I've never been finessed for some water before, but I'm like,
make for a Mongzi.
That's what you do.
So, how broke is she then?
Exactly. Whoa. That's what I'm saying. Broke niggas are also, in the club.
Also, but this is Brom, right?
This is
Brom. Brom is student life. Brom is Reza's. Brom is life. So to be broke in Brom, you're not as bad off as if you're broke anywhere else in Joburg.
Exactly.
You might
and
be
the
able
problem
to,
is alcohol is fucking.
You might also be able to pull off broke in Melville.
Oh yeah, easy.
So like I got finessed for water, fam. H2O. So like
two parts hydrogen, one part
niggas in sand. I'm being finessed for fucking bottles of Ciroc. I'm being finessed for water. So like now you know
for
the opportunity.
For Banakwa, mate. For Banakwa, you've been finessed. Yes.
Well, not even Valpre, fam. Valpre. I ain't giving no bitches.
Can I be honest? My entire time being in the streets and hooking up with girls and the like, I've never bought a woman a drink in my life.
Do not lie. That's not. That's impossible.
Nah, that's a lie.
That's never, impossible. That's
a lie. I've never bought a woman a drink in my life.
I wish I was you, though.
In yes, your life. How is that possible? How
like,
have you got
whenever me? Like whenever we're out in the streets or whatever the case may be, okay, if you're on a date, yes, you're gonna buy the drink. But like when initially meeting
like in
somebody
the clubs.
Like in the clubs or you're meeting somebody or you're at the bar or whatever the case may be, I've never been like, yo, let me buy you a drink. I've never used that line in my entire life. I've never done it. And
shucks.
Like I've always had a
those
drink in my
head.
Like she's had a drink. We've already in the party. We've all got our own drinks, and we
and then
and
the
we
next
chat.
Drink. You...
Like and then while we're chatting, it never comes up. Like, yo,
she's never finished her drink, and then she's standing there like,
you know what? To be honest, on a moral standpoint, he's higher than me, and I respect you for that. I have done a lot of crazy shit for some pussy. And you haven't.
Keela, there's a lot you're going through personally. Like, and I would just like to say,
there's a lot happening.
I would just like to say during these 21 days, I'd really like you to sit down and journal. Just say what's going wrong. Like
document your pain.
Wrong in my life? Where do I keep going wrong?
No, but this is the crazy shit. Like, I'm not trying to disparage anyone from love and all this shit, but like. Because of the crazy shit I've been through,
yeah.
I don't believe in love anymore.
Just because you've been hurt.
I don't believe in love anymore. I don't believe.
I actually love
this is why you like The Weeknd.
This is exactly why I don't believe in love anymore.
So
I don't
did
believe
you
in like.
Wait, there was one girl who.
I don't believe in monogamy because.
Well, not because of me,
but because the woman I've met and I've been with don't believe in it. So, like.
So, I'm does that mean that's all women or that woman who doesn't believe in it?
No, all the women I've been with.
So, what about you is attracting a particular type of woman?
Was there one woman that you felt heavy feelings for?
Exactly.
And
then
she fucked you up.
I have.
Since then you haven't been the same.
I have. So like, yo, there's this girl. Shout out to her. Her name is Michelle. I'm not gonna give her last name because
Put people on blast. Public platform.
And like Michelle. Michelle, I loved you. You fucked me over. And I'm okay.
Okay, tell us if you don't mind, just and not for you, but for the people who listen to us. Tell us a story. How long were you guys together?
So like what had happened was I knew this girl through my high school experience, right? So we knew each other through high school. It was probably like what, 2-3 years. But obviously we didn't really hook up. We just went to high school together. And we basically hooked up after high school when we were adults. And what had happened was we hooked up. I helped her out. I'm not going to go into the details of how I hooked up.
Yeah,
I want to respect her. And then we eventually met each other again. And then she hooked up with a homie of mine.
Ooh, okay.
No,
she hooked up while you were there.
This is what happened. I went to go charge my phone in the club.
Yeah.
And then
also, why are you charging your phone in the club?
Nigga, I'm charging my phone.
Also, your life is problematic.
No, yes.
Okay, let's push. Let's keep.
How is that an issue?
No,
I'm charging my phone.
Like, don't do that.
I'm charging my phone in the club. I have to Uber home. Yo, shout out to the niggas that have to Uber home.
Make sure you're 100% before you go to the club, guys.
So I'm gonna Uber home. So I'm charging my phone at the club, and the club niggas are very happy. They're very happy to do this. So I'm charging my phone at the club, and then what happened was, I go back, and then they're like, yo, the girl's gone home. And I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
What do you mean she's gone home? I just went to go charge my phone, now she's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? So the nigga, who's my nigga, I'm like, nigga, what happened? And he's like, yo, your girl's not the one. And I'm like, what do you mean she's not the one? That's a fucking right.
His one.
So I'm like, what do you mean by that, my nigga? So he's like, yo, she's not the one. I'm like, yo, that's a fucking weird thing to say this.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to say to a nigga when you charge his phone. Yeah. So now I'm like, nigga, elaborate. Because this is not a Disney movie. Fucking speak English.
Yeah.
So the nigga's like, she's not the one. So eventually I speak to another homie of mine. Because this motherfucker doesn't have the guts to tell me straight to my face what's happening. He's like, my homie told me.
You had deep feelings for this girl before this.
No, I had deep
but
feelings.
But did she know?
Had deep feelings.
I don't know. There's the question.
This is the issue.
Know.
That's the rap.
But you got to find out that you did, right?
I think this girl knows I had deep feelings because, like, I texted her. We called.
But you never spoke like, yo, I
know. No, we spoke. So, like, the last conversation we had was, yo, how are you? Everything's cool. And I'm like, yo, let's go have dinner. And she's like, yo, I want to have dinner with you, but I'm kind of tired. I'm going to go have dinner with my dad. And we'll have dinner later in the week. That's the last conversation.
We fucking did you have that dinner? Oh,
Friendzone. The last conversation we had was, fam, oh, I'm going to have dinner with my dad. I love or I'm going to. The last thing I was like, I'm gonna let you with my dad.
There's a chance that he can get out of the friend zone if you made that.
No, but like, at the end of the week. Fuck that. I'm done with that girl.
Here's the question.
Listen to me. I'm a bitter.
You're saying
bitter.
That?
No, I'm done.
Saying something else.
No, here's the question. Okay, we have a female.
If she's listening to this, and anyone else listens to this, I wish her all the best.
Her mom is listening to this.
Yeah, my mom. Okay. I love you, mom. But even then, if anyone...
Not your mom.
Especially her. If she listens to this, I wish you all the best. Mm. And I really do have feelings for you.
Jesus, but, this is a therapy session.
So you still have feelings for her?
I do. I wish all the best. Can for I? And I actually have feelings for her. Mm. But after what had happened... All yeah. on my back. After what had happened... This kid is not going to work out.
Why?
Because one of us in this situation is a bitch ass nigga. And it ain't going to be me.
Okay, listen. Okay. We can only have one conversation at a time.
Yes. And let me just quickly...
Into this conversation.
Let me say, I just want to say, I hear your pain. But you know the problem is, man, you must acknowledge people's pain.
That's also the most condescending.
No, I mean that genuinely. Really, no, that
was genuinely. Anytime says, I hear your pain, it's like, I hear your pain, but
no, just Nick. No, I meant that genuinely, like, I really understand where your feelings are coming from. The thing I want to talk about is how sometimes we can have emotions, feelings, thoughts, and things. But other people don't necessarily know that or understand the extent. So maybe she knew you liked her, but she didn't understand the extent. So she thinks maybe, it's just a schoolboy crush. And so she's like, it doesn't, like, I can bat him off and he'll just move on type of. Maybe she doesn't understand that.
Look, I'm not even trying
you have feeling.
I'm not even trying to.
And so my thing is, talk to her, mate.
I'm not even trying to be an asshole right now.
Nigga to nigga, let's talk about it. I genuinely had feelings for you. And then maybe she'll be like, Hector, I didn't know, mate. Or she'll be like, I knew. And then you can know, wow, you're a bitch, you're a bad person.
No, listen, I'm not even trying to be an asshole.
And I hope
she's listening to this right now. I wanted to know. Fam,
that is
I could have been. I could have been your nigga.
And that's the thing, maybe she didn't know that was an option.
Do you still want to be?
But
yes, he does.
I do.
So, at what point are you going to man up and actually
have to talk to her? You have to talk to her.
No, so like, this is
what quarantine is for.
Let's have the conversation I didn't want to have. So, this is the conversation I didn't want to have. So, remember, I ran to Yolisa. This is a conversation I had with Yolisa. So, I ran to Yolisa about a week ago. And I was like, yo, fam, I'm sad. And he was like, nigga, what are you sad about, nigga? I'm like, nigga, I've been talking to this girl for a week. Out of the blue, this girl has blocked me. She blocked me on WhatsApp. She blocked me on Facebook.
Nigga.
Blocked all this shit.
Nigga.
Even though I didn't do shit.
I got deleted off Apple Music.
Mate!
Nigga! When you get deleted off of a music playlist.
I don't want you to see my playlist at all.
Apple Music.
I don't want you to see what I was listening to last week.
Hey, wow, sorry. Level wow. That cup goes to you.
Amazing. With all respect, homie girl. Yes. I hope you have the time of your life. I wish you the best.
Why are you leaving this? When you
leave it there, dead it. We're done there.
Oh my god.
Sure. I wish you all the best with this scenario.
This is such great content.
The advice I can give you is have a genuine grown up conversation with you. So you will either get closure. You will get closure whichever way the closure goes.
Yeah. Do you know what's never gonna work? When the youngest person in the room gives you the right advice.
I know, right?
But they're also the youngest person
in the room. I was
and you're like, hey, right now. Fuck you, little nigga. You don't know what's going on in these
fucking
streets.
Kids.
Yeah, this is how you got a broken ankle.
Actually, can I ask you a question? Yes. Who's the voice of your generation right now?
What does that mean?
Let me tell you who the voice of my generation is.
What does it mean?
Yeah, who's the voice of your generation?
Tom and Biggie, like what does that mean? Like
the road,
you guys,
know
exactly what the voice of my generation was. Drake.
The street.
I came up with the Drake.
Wait, what type of voice are we talking about?
Drake also can't be the voice of your generation.
No,
not
as in like the
voice
of your generation.
Like
the musical voice, the political voice.
No, not even
voice.
Not even
like
political
just
voice.
Like
so the person who
Angela Merkel, nigga,
with the No, but the thing is, it all converges. So, like, the person.
So, if Angela Merkel dropped most, take care.
Guys, sorry, guys.
The person who most converges to the voice of what the fuck you guys are going through at the present moment.
Oh,
so, like, for me, it could have been a politician, it could have been a musician, it could have been anyone. But at the time, it just happened to be Drake.
Drake makes sense for you because he only makes breakup music.
No, now it's the Weekend for you because you got...
No, fam. Yeah, the Weekend is for the new
No, but Drake and the Weekend speak to a specific aspect of life. Julius.
I understand this. Drake already.
Julius was fat, he got thin. Julius was ANC, got EFF. Julius was capitalist, he got communist. Julius is the way at least the country seems to be going.
What, switching left and right, left and right, left and right?
Yes.
You know what? The weird thing about Julius is he reminds me of like a Democrat.
Also, because if you're saying voice of the generation,
he doesn't know what he is.
He doesn't need to be anything. He just needs
he's
to...
He's like Joe Biden. No, but like a younger, skinnier version.
Julius, the youth.
Julius is out here making noise because he has no solutions.
The youth them is like, listen, let me just get on TikTok.
Julius is out here making noise because he has no solutions.
Exactly. And that's so the shit I don't fuck noise. With.
That wasn't the question.
You know what happens in management, or especially senior management, when they bring in a new MD? And if the new MD doesn't know what to do strategically, all that MD does to try and secure his or her job... let's change everything. Change as many changing things as changing can happen.
But like,
so it masks the fact that you're actually not knowing what you're actually doing.
But that's the point. It's Twitter. And the point, I'm not running away from the fact that these are different questions. If you're asking me how effective is Julius as a human being and as a leader and as a politician, that's a different answer. If you're asking me what the voice of a generation is, because also a generation is groups of people. Mm. If I go around and I speak to people who are younger than me, not quite, what's your name again? Carol.
Claire.
If I speak to people Claire's age,
Gen Z,
that's far. But if I speak to people in between, they're like, yo, Julius used to be saying that shit. Like, and whether or not he could deliver, whether or not blah, 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 all of that shit then becomes superfluous. We're asking what the voice was. What the noise making. Yeah, my niggas. I got the English. I did in English. Okay. I stayed for it.
Guys, fuck this. Fuck politics. Can we talk about who hurt the Weeknd?
Who hurt the Weeknd?
Guys, have you seen how bad Bella Hadid is?
Bella Hadid, of course, and Selena Gomez.
Have you seen
Selena Gomez?
Zero sauce.
Can I tell you?
Guys, she has so little sauce. Don't worry.
Bella's hotter than.
Can I tell you why I believe it's not a girl we know? I think. Remember, so a couple of weeks ago, we have a WhatsApp group, and I said,
"Who's Drake fucking?" Sorry, on a random note.
I'll tell you why it's random because I think some random rich chick. But anyway, so here's the thing. Remember when I sent the messages about with Jamie Foxx's daughter. Jamie Foxx's daughter's bad, but the mom is not.
She's a bad bitch.
The mom looks
no one, not even ever.
Jamie Foxx's daughter,
bitch. The mom is average on her best day. But
all of
those
children are beautiful.
That turned into a beautiful child. I believe the Weeknd is hurt over a similar situation. And he can't say it because
she's bad.
How do you get dribbled by that girl when you were dating Bella Hadid?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You are saying in your life you've made yourself this person who I'd be fucking mad.
No, so fuck the Weeknd.
And then the random bitch makes you dizzy.
Also,
you don't want to tell.
No, but the thing is, the Weeknd chose Bella Hadid. He went away.
And the average chick,
other bitches,
and
he
the average
Bella
chick
in the
rejected
end.
Him.
I don't think it's
the
that
girl who
time
hurt
all.
Him. The girl who hurt him.
That's the girl who hurt him.
No, because he fucked Selena Gomez, and he probably fucked whatever popular pop star was around.
I want to know.
Maybe even Ariana Grande.
This guy fucked Selena Gomez's camera.
I will say, actually, Ariana Grande, if you're listening right now, I think the Weeknd fucked you, and you have to prove why he didn't. Because I think he did.
Ariana,
I just want to say,
Ariana, these are not the views and opinions expressed. By part-time alcoholics as a
it's by Pila.
Like,
individual entities.
Do not... These,
don't come to us. Don't at me.
I don't... I don't know anything about what he said.
I have no idea.
But I know he did. But anyways.
What I'm trying to say, you know where to find him, just holler at us. We'll tell you where he is.
Exactly.
Immediately.
Don't worry. I'm in Westcliff, nigga. You can find me. So what happened was, that's exactly what I think. I think The Weeknd fucked a whole lot of pop stars while he had broken up with Bella Hadid, including, what's her name? The other bitch. Anyway, so like, he had fucked a whole lot of people in between that time. And what had happened was, The Weeknd just didn't know how to make an album because he didn't know who to make it for. And I love the album. Don't get me wrong. I love this album, After Hours. I love the album. But the problem is, The Weeknd didn't know who to make this album for. Because there's no cohesiveness. Nah, and I love this album.
I don't think that's a situation entirely. I think I'm with yours on this one. I think there's someone out there that he doesn't want to expose but has to say something about.
No, dude. Like precious. When you listen to the album,
it's you're telling me this guys, will make him
no, but guys, it's 15 tracks. It's 15 tracks, right?
Mm.
How the fuck? Okay, when you listen to the 15 tracks, is there one person that comes to mind?
I haven't listened to the entire album too, honestly. I have no idea what's happening with that.
There is nobody that comes to mind.
You guys are rude.
Also, I...
There's you nobody.
Think this, I think it's Rebel Wilson.
Maybe this is the same situation.
Shout out to Rebel Wilson.
Why we only know about Jamie Foxx's baby moms now.
Let's bring this back to home.
Wait, you said Jamie Foxx? Lockdowns.
Yeah, because Jamie Foxx's baby moms is a three.
The one baby moms.
The one who produced the
Korean
bad,
yes.
Yeah,
not the one that's fully grown.
There's the other one is not, it's not bad. But anyway, since we're here, and we're at Ugly Girls, or not Ugly Girls.
No, Ugly Girls is a great topic.
We're not Ugly Girls.
Ugly Girls is a great
topic.
Let's
be fair, boys. Boys can also be ugly.
Yeah, like oh my gosh, more than anything.
No, guys.
Not
I
me,
was told never to say someone's child is ugly.
No, someone's child is ugly.
The truth is
and you know what?
Ugly
the saddest thing about ugly people is someone would fuck them.
Why is that sad?
That's the saddest thing.
Everybody
people don't want to hide that shit.
People in Limpopo are fucking, fam.
Whoa, are you saying people in Limpopo are ugly?
Mate, you said a whole province.
You said a whole province.
You said
a
whole province.
What they mangoes.
I said what I said.
All of Limpopo.
So like, I said what he said. With your mangoes. With your pineapples.
You're gonna go drive to Toyando.
You're gonna fetch all the Muti, fam.
That's I hope so. I really do.
No, but it's right though. I feel like
my Josie's told me say what
but,
you say.
But isn't Shoma Josie from Limps?
Via Switzerland.
No, but the thing is, Yulisa,
half of her isn't.
No, but the thing is, Yulisa, I get what
I
you're saying.
I fuck Shoma Josie.
Yes,
yeah,
because
she's beautiful. Woman.
She's not entirely Limpopoan. I'm saying those vendor chicks. Go
no,
find
but,
it.
Guys,
but
Yulisa is right.
I'm asking you quick. Go find me one bad vintage.
No, but like I'm
all
like,
of them.
The thing is, listen. This is what I'm saying.
Bad vintage. In the same way, and you know, it's not just vendors. I'm not gonna single out a certain group of people.
Yeah.
There are certain climates that do not do well for looks.
And what climate?
Okay. I can find maybe three good-looking Zimbabwean women.
Oh. Zimbabwean
women
are so bad.
You
guys
are fucking
loser.
Yes, you are friends.
No, it's not because I'm friends, mate. I'm telling you.
Problematic lines.
Go to Malawi.
Okay, I know.
Problematic lines.
Okay. No.
Have you seen that kind of woman in Malawi?
The women in Malawi aren't from Malawi.
I know who the Zimbabwean baddies.
Okay.
It's like saying the country
Zambia.
From South Africa aren't.
I don't know any Zambian.
Uganda. Nigeria.
Have you seen
Nigerian girls?
Let me tell you something. Watch your inadvertently saying, man, whether you mean it or not.
What do you mean watch their
face?
Watch
their face,
nigga.
Watch their face.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Because Sudan
Buddhism.
Is full of Buddhists.
Buddhists.
It's Sudan and they're not even black. They are They are like Sudanese women.
Yeah,
the views that express tonight are not everyone's.
I would like to say to the women of the continent of Africa.
The views express.
Wait, are you saying Angola? Wait, did you put Angola in there?
No, I think you.
Not. Oh, okay.
I think that's Ugandan women.
Angola's
Ugandan women are not great.
Maybe
Ugandan women look like they've been through struggle.
No, the thing is,
what's the name of that honey who ran 800 meters for, was it Malawi or Mozambique?
Mutombo.
Guys, but also, if you choose...
That girl didn't even take steroids.
She didn't need it.
Just did push-ups. They push-up challenge.
They took steroids from her to give to others.
Would anyone like a beer?
No, we're good. But anyway, okay, none of that. Let's be clear. I really like dark-skinned chicks. And actually, I'm going through
a actually.
I'm going through a dark-skinned girl phase.
It's not a phase.
We're not a phase.
We had an intervention.
No. I'm not saying you are a phase. I'm saying specifically. I'm saying specifically for me because I know that I go through phases. I had a short haired girl phase. I had a colored girl phase.
I ran into your Lisa right in Malmo while I was going through my broken hearted bullshit over some white bitch.
That's your whole life.
That's literally
right. How do you know white? Because
that's not the first.
That's not the point. That's not the point, niggas. So what had happened was, I ran into this nigga, and I'm like, yo, what up fam, what up? And as usual, I run into your Lisa with some black skin chick. And not is she only black, she's dark. Dark.
Yeah, so your Lisa, love these bitches.
You need to tell me, what's your fascination with black skinned woman, man?
No.
What's your fascination?
Here's
that's another problematic life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you friends?
Yeah, that's
weird. Am I toxic?
Yes. That was a toxic phraseology.
Facts.
I like women. Whatever shape, form, size, what I'm more interested in what's inside your head. Like, you can be a bigger girl, you can be a smaller girl, you can be... In terms of if we look at the spectrum, and this is fair to say,
this is fair.
If we look at the spectrum, I've gone from very thin to fairly large.
Yes. Very thick. Facts.
To a thick skinned girl.
Thick.
Right?
So shout out to thick skinned white girls.
Where the bed was crying. Springs breakers.
Can I ask a question that may make everyone uncomfortable? But I really need to ask a question because I've always wondered.
Fire it.
Yeah, why not?
Why do you mean like shaved vaginas? Have me never seen vaginas?
Wow.
Vaginas are so bad looking.
They're beautiful.
I don't understand why people are the most beautiful things in this world. Have you seen where it looks like a
before you guys answer.
Vagina's beautiful.
Before you guys answer, can I be
when
honest?
The labia minora, listen, I didn't add you, so it's okay. When the labia minora coming out of the majora.
That's what I like.
Before the niggas answer. I have had a lot of.
That's the only time I'm vegan. Black skin,
Indian, all the shit, even albino, and I prefer. No, I'm being honest. And for the woman out there, I'm being honest. I'm being serious. Don't shave.
What do you mean, even albino?
Even albino.
Don't shave.
I need to understand
look,
what you
niggas
mean
are killing
even
my
even
point.
Albino. Even albino.
No, get
you.
Niggas
are killing my point. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like if you're a woman, you should have hair. You should have hair. And I respect that from you. If you don't have hair,
you're
a child.
Yes.
And even if you're groomed. And you're trying to like be there for a nigga in your imagination and you want to like meet the expectations of society. I'm saying, yes, you can try and meet expectations of society if that's what your nigga wants. But if you're just out here and you want to be an individual woman who's single, I say, be yourself. And I'm done.
I like them clean because I like to see every crease.
There is a picture of my mother looking at me. I can't take it.
Guys, let me tell you something. As someone who started anatomy, okay, I had a female corpse. And I remember when we had to do...
Wow, why are you taking... Oh.
So I remember when we had to do the vaginal dissection. Guys, it was...
No one has a lighter. Like, can I just take a smoke break?
It was a really terrible experience for me personally. And I just said, why would you want to look at this? I just feel like the hair is there for aesthetic reasons.
No, but the thing is...
you know when you're in the dark, things you know, you can't see things, so maybe things on the bed. But no, but thing is,
can I tell you a dark secret?
I like having sex.
Let me tell you a dark secret. So like, when a nigga.
Also, let's talk about that. Why do you mean like having sex with the lights on? Why don't
you like to see?
Damn. Having sex in the light is the most distressing thing.
Having a hairy vagina is like having the lights off just on the vagina. If you like the lights on, so have your vagina clean shaven so I can see also what's happening.
That's your person.
That's me. No, I'm talking for myself only. I can't talk for anybody.
Yeah, but madam, can I ask you a quick question? Has any nigga ever in the world been like, yo, that's too much fucking hairy pussy for me. I'm not gonna smash.
As a Christian.
That's not true.
Of course.
That is not true. Okay. Every nigga in the world is like, I'm gonna smash.
We're not talking about absolutes. We're talking about preferences. Yeah?
Listen, no, you were on something. Wait.
So it's preference.
But that's not, no guy's ever been like,
that's let's talk about the light.
I want the light on because I want to see.
And I think the thing is, men are very visual creatures. Yes. You guys like want to see things.
Yeah.
Women, like now you're looking at me. It's like, can't we just close our eyes and close the light off. Let's do what we gotta do. And
then you might as well be fucking anybody.
You know what? I was with you, but you got too romantic.
You might as well be fucking anybody.
I was with you, but you got too romantic for me.
True. No, it's not even about romantic. It's like, now someone's
be in bed with anybody.
Sweating. Like, it's just, like, it's too much. Now you're seeing me in my final
form. Must embrace the
storm. I don't find you.
She's like a Pokemon. I'm in my final form.
You must embrace the sweat. Embrace the smell. Embrace. Nah. Embrace.
It's all too much.
The fluids. Embrace.
Also now, guys, it's just too much. Now you
gotta
just
do it.
You're seeing too many things. You're seeing too many things.
But that's the thing we want to see.
Yeah, that's what we want to see.
That's part of the section.
Now you're seeing my belly button.
Yeah.
Why is he want to see my belly? No one wants to see my belly button. It's my belly button.
Honestly, my finger might just end up in your belly button at some point. Who knows what's going to happen? Things go crazy.
Now you're seeing my ear quiver. Guys.
We have to see these things.
I don't know why. All men like the lights on. All of you have seen it. You all like the lights on.
Yeah,
not personally.
I'm not really going to lie. I don't like the lights off. I don't like all the lights on.
Yeah.
But I like a good dimness, you know? Like, I can still see what's happening, but it's still kind of dim. I kind of like that.
You know the type of darkness. You know, like, when you're outside, there's that light there outside, like, the building. That type of lighting, stunning. You can see shapes. You can make out vaguely. That's a triangle. That's a house.
This is vaguely the person I chose to have sex with.
Yeah, like, really.
But I also have intimacy issues, so, you know, that's another discussion. So.
Wow. Okay,
a lot of females don't like that. We don't like.
We unlock Pillar's pain and we find out where his drama's coming from. Let's unlock
unlock your shit, man.
Unlock your thing.
I was very.
Let's tell something, everybody. I pay a therapist, so I don't need to do this here. I pay someone.
We're here for free.
your therapist.
You have 16 rand in your account
your
because of your therapist, where you could have gotten this for free.
Listen. I beg somebody to do this, I will do this on Zoom. I'll do this on WhatsApp audio.
No,
like,
but madame, why do you feel like your pain is more important than anyone else's?
No, my pain is definitely not more important than anyone else's.
Yes, it is. To you, and then it should
be. Same.
My, no one is more valuable, less valuable than anyone else.
Exactly.
On Earth.
I do believe that
more valuable people
are. I'm sure there are a lot of people who can learn from my pain, but maybe I'm just not ready to share it. You know what I mean? Like, I have to get to that place.
Okay,
come chat to us at Bottom Alcoholics. Yo.
I tell you what. So, lockdown, everybody. You know what's important to do in lockdown is to wash your hands.
Guys, lockdown. For you guys who
sing happy birthday.
For you guys who think Uber Eats is going to work, sorry for your lives. Uber Eats
over.
Is not going to work. It's over for you. I hope you got your groceries in order.
Over.
I hope you learned how to cook because restaurants are going to be closed the fuck down.
Guys, let me tell you something. You can make gourmet 2-minute noodles.
Guys, to be honest with you, Pick and Pay, Checkers, Woolworths, they all have those pre-made meals that you put in the freezer and you can heat up, do what
you
need to do,
those.
And you can freeze those and you keep them for quite a while. Sort yourselves out. Liquor stores, hope you guys got your stash for the next 3 weeks. I don't know whether this is gonna last a lot longer. So, it's okay.
That's okay. Take care.
You'll survive. You will survive. On this lockdown, hey, I hope you guys got your liquor stash. In order, internet's still gonna be running. Don't worry, you won't run out of water. Stop buying so much water, you fucking idiots. And toilet paper makes no fucking sense.
What? In a month? Let's ask the question. In a month, what are you guys doing?
Why are we panicking for a month?
Dude.
So when you buy toilet paper for the month on any other month, is this the amount of toilet paper you buy? What do you do in the month?
You realize what you've done, right? You put so much stress on the system that suppliers of toilet paper now don't know what to do. We have told suppliers of toilet paper, you know what, keep your standard levels of production so you don't overwhelm the system. So now that people have overbought and we try to normalize the system, there are some people who are now unfortunately going to go without toilet paper for a while.
Listen, guys, newspaper leaves.
You created the problem you were trying to avoid in the first place.
Bidet.
Showerhead.
But you understand, the overbuilding of toilet paper created the problem that they were trying to avoid in the first place. Yeah. So if you didn't overbuy toilet paper, we wouldn't have the problem to begin with. Mm. Thanks, you bastards. Well, you fucking...
Congratulations.
Pagans. This is a new word.
Congratulations.
Oh. Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. This rapper. Anyway. Yeah. So, we're coming to the end of this situation.
Ah,
guys.
So what situation? What does that mean?
Freedom.
Oh,
we're the lack of the end of freedom.
The end of freedom. Okay, so yes.
You could have just said
we are. To the end of freedom, we are. Not that situation.
Which well, means nothing.
Thank you for that. But so, quick one. What are we all doing for our quarantines, lockdowns?
PlayStation.
How are we solving it?
PlayStation and work and alcohol. That's gonna be my life.
I've recorded 5 Formula 1 Grand Prix, 6 MotoGP, so I'm just going to be watching MotoGP.
Yes.
That's all I'm doing.
Not to be boring, but I'm going to produce 2 albums.
Whoa!
Hey, The Weeknd!
Metro Boomin!
Metro Boomin!
Top dog, boy!
Listen, do I need to send you my Hot 16?
Nah, but obviously, guys are more than welcome to send me whatever you want, but like, I'm going to
produce... No, you can just send us things. We need these albums.
No, I'm going to send you my Hot 16, fam. Yeah. I've got, listen, on fire on the mic.
Stop okay, it. Stop, enough.
I hit hard like
yeah.
Ike.
Okay, great.
Wow. I thought you were going to say yeah. Iron Mike, but
okay.
Okay,
fine.
Listen.
I had the low-hanging fruit.
I went to a domestic abuse box.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He chose domestic abuse.
By the way, I have a guy, the 2 albums will be produced, and if anyone wants to send me any beats, any vocals, you're more than welcome.
SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah, put your socials on the podcast.
Yeah,
yes, yeah, they send? I'll do that. Yeah, I'll send it to you guys.
No, not you. No, do that. Tell them now. Where must people send it?
My name is Peter Massetti. My number is 082.
Do not give out your number. You will be
murdered. This is fine.
My name is 082-056-5709. And that's my contact.
Hey, there we go. Get some piss.
What's happening with you?
Y'all have never watched Catfish and y'all have never watched those murder shows.
So, guys, you're watching
Catfish. Can I ask a question? But it might be too
long
of a question.
Listen, I literally earlier...
During this lockdown...
not liking black women.
During this lockdown...
You ask a question.
During this lockdown, with unhappy couples together all the time...
Oh, no, divorce rates...
I know, right? Is domestic abuse and divorce rates going to increase?
Hell yeah!
Domestic abuse has already been shown to...
Can I say a thing that is actually... And it's not even funny. Like, I saw this post and I spoke to this girl and it was like, you know... Guys, shout outs to all the people who have to go home to a toxic partner.
Yeah.
Like, because actually, yo... Y'all are going
through
it.
Home is not always a safe place for people.
Home is not always a safe place. And for you guys, sterkte. Like...
What does that mean?
Strength. In Afrikaans.
Okay, sorry. I stopped Afrikaans in grade 7 and I...
Yeah, no, listen, it's the other word I know other than Dion Bluff.
I mean, you did Afrikaans in high...
So guys, take care of yourself during this lockdown.
Games in school, thing.
Okay, yeah.
Take care of yourself during this lockdown. People in toxic relationships, yo, we feel you. Hey, may alcohol and part-time alcoholics help you
do this mess. Even those of you in healthy relationships, don't touch people you're not supposed to touch.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
stay at home.
Also,
can I give a PSA?
Those of you who watch the Tyler Perry movie...
And send nudes.
This is a PSA. So, like, if you're at the bar and you're getting...
You're not at the bar in lockdown. First of all, you're not at the bar in lockdown.
Okay, if you were at the bar
in
PSA and you're hollering at new people you've never hollered at before, please...
Why do you want us to give you bars to talk to these bitches now?
No, no.
You are transparent.
Nigga, I'm going to this shit right now.
That's what I'm saying. You are transparent. I can see you are asking us
this is,
things to say
this
these
is me.
That you're talking
this
to.
This is what I'm saying. So, like,
girls, chatting on his WhatsApp.
This is specifically... doing is I'm giving advice while I'm talking to women on my WhatsApp. What I'm trying to say is, women, if you want to get to know a guy that you met in the bar and you gave him your number, please, 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 please get his name, because it's very confusing and it's very rough when we're trying to have a conversation and you're like, who are you? How do we meet? What's going on? Who are you? And it's not fun.
Because were you bitch number four?
Wow.
Because right now, I feel like, not even a bitch number four, I feel like I'm nigga number five. I feel like I'm nigga number five.
From experience.
You might be.
From and it was in a white girl's phone.
Yes, it is white girl's phone number five.
You might be.
Nigger.
You might be.
And that's my life.
You might be.
It's the fifth nigger I've spoken.
And I'm like, girl, please. Act right, because I ain't got time.
Can I be honest? Okay, I'm gonna expose myself a little bit.
Yes, do it.
There was a time where I only remembered the girl's name after we've slept together for the second time.
Yes, and like I'm tired of fucking sending messages like, yo, I like
everybody.
You.
The game has no heart.
White girls, please listen to this.
Alright, wrap it up.
I am tired of sending messages like, I like you, I miss you, blah 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 blah, because I don't.
This is a sad boy,
Yeah, just can wow. We, be a sad time.
Do you know what you're doing, sad boy? Let's go on my Tinder, everybody.
No.
Oh, you guys.
Guys, actually, you know what? Guys, actually, just fuck off.
You don't say that. Bye, guys.